CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. I am one of your co-hosts, Nick Qualia, here with Marv Azan and Mike Molino. And for the first time in I don't even know how long, 2019, the New England Patriots are at the top of the AFC East. We were all Colts fans yesterday watching that game on Sunday. We could talk about the Colts too in a little bit, but watching that game on Sunday between the Colts and the Bills, we were all Colts fans. Guys, the Colts look like they're heating up. Jonathan Taylor might be the new RB1 in fantasy football going into next season. He might be, if not, he's RB2 behind Derrick Henry, but he has been damn unbelievable. But the Patriots, back at the top of the AFC East. And, you know, the rest of the AFC has been funky. The rest of the AFC has been interesting in regards to, I guess, consistency, if you guys want to put it that way, right? Because if you want to talk about the Chiefs have been up and down. The Chargers sputtered for a little bit, but they seem to be back after Sunday's game. The Bills, I mean, people talked about the Bills at the start of the season like they were going to run the entire league. Turns out that's not the case. So, guys, the main question of today's show, powered by our friends at BetOnline.ag, the main question of today's show, are the Patriots the most dangerous team in the AFC? Right now, we've got the standings before we get to you guys. Titans, this is top down. Titans, Ravens, Patriots, Chiefs, wild card, Bengals, Chargers, and the Bills. So, guys, are the Patriots the most dangerous team in the AFC? I'll throw it to you, either one of you. What do you think?
Patriots are in contention, man. They're in contention of being – I can't label them the most dangerous team in the AFC due to the fact that, you know, unfortunately, as the schedule's laid out, you still got the Tennessee and the Buffalo Bills games ahead to see where the Patriots really stand. Yes, I know about the they beat the Chargers, and that game was good. And we saw what they did defensively against the Atlanta Falcons. But when I look at the AFC team, AFC in general, and I think of dangerous, I'm thinking of an offensive juggernaut. Patriots are not an offensive juggernaut as they stand right now. You look at Kansas City, they look like they're starting to really get things rolling again. Patrick Mahomes, less turnovers. You still got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. And as long as that trio is still involved with Kansas City, I still think that they are considered the most dangerous team. And then maybe Patriots are second right after that. Ravens, I just think the Ravens are way too banged up from their quarterbacks to losing running backs and wide receivers. I think they're too banged up right now. Chargers are in the mix. We know that at any time they can pull up 30 points with Eckler, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, but they defensively, they're not there. I'd say in the AFC, Patriots are the most complete team on all facets of the area, offensively, defensively, special team. Patriots are really solid and have shown that they can win in any type of fight. If it's going to be a low-scoring game, they have shown that they can do low-scoring. They've dumped over 40 points in several games now that we know they can put up points. So Patriots are, I wouldn't say the most dangerous team, but I say the most complete team in the AFC.
Would you call them Super Bowl contenders at this point? Because last week we talked about contenders just in regard to like putting up a fight in the AFC. Right. Now after the way things have shaken out, that's the tense of shake.
I can't call them Super Bowl contenders. Okay. I love that they're the top of the AFC East. That's great. Super Bowl contenders, like I said, it's unfortunately just how the schedule is played laid out, but let me see them face the Titans. Let me see them face the Buffalo Bills. And then I can put them in a Super Bowl contention team. But right now they look good against Dallas, but they couldn't pull out the win. They look good against Tampa Bay, they couldn't pull out the win. That's not the same team from the first couple weeks, but let me see them against Titans and then the Bills. Then ask me that question. I'll let you know if they're Super Bowl contender. They're trending that way. They're definitely trending that way. Top of the AFC, and it's looking like they could possibly get a bye week the way things are shaping up in the AFC and teams are just dropping like flies. They can possibly get a bye week, and we know that's just the formula to get to the AFC championship for the Patriots. So it's trending that way, Nick. I just won't put my stamp on it right now.
Listen, if the freaking Ravens, sorry, if the Bears could beat the backup quarterback, get their heads out of their asses, and win a game, we'd be having a little bit better of a conversation.
There's not a team in the AFC that I think should be feared. There's been seasons before where, like, obviously, okay, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're looking like the team to beat in the AFC. Ravens have been, you know, a team that's been up there over the years. You know, seasons before that, the Patriots have been the team to beat. We've seen seasons where there's like, okay, it's that team that, you know, the AFC has to get through. This year, it doesn't really seem like that. I mean, yeah, you got, you know, the teams at the top of the division of their division, like, I believe the Ravens are at the top of their division. The Chiefs are right up there next with the Chargers, Bengals, Titans. You know, these are guys battling at the top of their divisions. But in terms of having a team that you fear, nah, none of those teams really scare me. I think Marv used a word that makes a lot of sense. And when you talk about looking at a complete team, you look at some of these teams. They're good in some aspects, but then they're lacking in some other areas, which is why you can't say, okay, that team just has everything that they need to really be that team that's a lock for the AFC title game or they're a lock for a Super Bowl. There isn't that this year. I think it's literally wide open. Now, when it comes to the Patriots, do I feel as if they're a team that is a legitimate contender right now for a Super Bowl? I think they're making the right moves and have been steadily progressing in that direction. Now, these games against the Bills and the Titans will say a lot. I mean, like I said, they're trending in that direction. But now it's about facing teams that are also contenders and proving yourselves against those teams. They did that against the Chargers, I believe. They did that against the Cleveland Browns, but I would put the Titans and the Bills above the Cleveland Browns and the Los Angeles Chargers. So they have a lot to prove in those two games. Again, they're trending in the right direction, and it seems as if the defense has found their identity a little bit. Mac Jones and the offense, they've figured out what works well for them and what's going to be successful, especially when you talk about the running game. They know that they're a legit run-first team and can get things done. The offensive line has held strong to make things easy for Mac Jones and make things easy for the running back. You know, they're working their way towards being really complete. And the ultimate test will be when they face these other teams. And coming out of those games, you'll know what type of Patriots team you have, possibly most likely heading into the postseason.
So this is what I was saying before. Can you guys hear me now? Am I in now?
We hear you, Nick.
Yep.
Okay, good. I don't know what happened. This is what I was saying before I went MIA. If I told you that a team had one of the best defenses in the entire league, had an offense that had a very good game on the ground, and now we're seeing a two-headed monster on the ground with Stevenson and Harris. They've got a solid pass game going on. They have a quarterback with the past two games, I believe, throwing over 80% for completion percentage. And couple that, if I told you that they also had the greatest coach of all time, you would tell me that they're a Super Bowl contender. And with the way that this AFC is going right now, the inconsistency, I don't really believe in anybody in the AFC.
So say,
I think they're Super Bowl contenders. I think they're Super Bowl contenders.
You know what's crazy?
You want to push me to the wall, pal? I got it.
Just say it.
Super Bowl contenders.
What's interesting?
I think the Titans are frauds. I do. I don't think they're as good as what they look right now. They lost Derrick Henry. I think without Derrick Henry, I think this team is they're frauds. I don't think they are contenders. I think anybody can beat them. But then again, I think you can beat anybody in the AFC, including the Chiefs. Look, the Chiefs, they beat the Cowboys. The defense has been impressive. Like, no doubt about it. They beat the Cowboys, held that offense, the explosive offense, one of the best offenses in the league, to what, 9 points on Sunday? But this Chiefs offense that is, you know, supposed to be phenomenal. We've seen them sputter a couple times. We keep waiting for them to come back. They only scored 19.
Yeah.
if the Cowboys offense showed up, we're having a totally different discussion about the Chiefs today.
No, yeah, you bring up a great point.
What's interesting about this Patriots team is that it literally reminds you of those early 2000 Patriots teams in terms of having a young quarterback, a so-so passing game, a solid running game, and then a defense that can really impact the game. Those were the type of teams that, you know, Belichick was coaching early on in his career when he had a young Tom Brady. You know, no one really talked about the passing game and Tom Brady's arm and whatnot. They had solid running backs. We talk about a combination of, you know, Antoine Smith and Kevin Falk, like those guys were doing their thing out of the backfield. Probably a few of the names I'm forgetting. But then that Patriots defense from early on, everyone knew that was their calling card. What a solid defense. This is kind of what you have right now, or what you've been seeing these last couple of weeks from this 2021 Patriots team. It looks very similar to those teams Belichick's coach in the early 2000s. And those teams were successful making it through the season and getting to the Super Bowl. So are we seeing somewhat of the same formula being brought together for Bill Belichick and this Patriots team? It's worked for him. So how can you can't quickly rule him out as not being a Super Bowl team, because this is something that is not new to Bill Belichick in a sense.
I mean, when you look at, you talk about early Patriots team, let's look at the 2001 Patriots. They didn't start off hot. And I think they were 2-4 as well, and made it to the Super Bowl, just where the Patriots are right now. And that was a very unlikely team to make it to the Super Bowl. And if this Patriots team makes it to the Super Bowl, no one's going to be like, none of us predicted that this Patriots team will make it to a Super Bowl. No one in the world thought that this would happen. It took Nick to week 11 to make them a Super Bowl contending team. Like, that's just how it's been with this team. And, you know, in this 5-game winning streak, things have looked great. And not only has things looked great, but the AFC has looked bad. It's been a combination of both. And it's looking good for the Patriots right now. I think that when you compare these two eras to the early Patriots team, one thing that this Patriots team really has going for them is the running game. You know, I like Antoine Smith and all, but I think that this running game is just a little better right now because of the offensive line.
He was absurdly slow in Madden. I remember being pissed.
This offensive line is really which we thought was going to be the strong point, is starting to turn around now, and we're really starting to see what it's become. Mac Jones, look, I'm not going to be here and make comparisons of him and Tom Brady, but he's having a hell of a rookie campaign, and the way he threw the ball against Cleveland was very promising. We saw a lot of good flashes. I know a lot of people want to come out to me and say he doesn't really have a high ceiling. This is year one with Josh McDaniels. No one thought Tom Brady was going to win 7 championships. And, like, let's give this kid some time to grow and see what he can become. And I think that this offense is still developing. Like, you still haven't got Jonnu Smith going with this team. You're still figuring out how to get Nelson Aguilar going, who just got his touchdown last week against the Falcons. Like, there's still some pieces that need to get worked on, which is exciting for this Patriots team.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I am – the people who just are already throwing out system quarterback, Duncan, shut up. You guys complained about that for 20 years. Oh, sorry. I remember the Patriots winning 6 Super Bowls with the system quarterback. Right. Maybe that's not a bad thing. Those people stink. All these people on Twitter, all these faceless accounts, they all stink.
It's the Patrick Mahomes effect. Everyone wants the next Mahomes.
Yes. Yes. And who said it the other week? Mahomes, Tyrann Mathieu. He mentioned didn't he?
Yeah, he stepped up for Mac Jones.
Yeah, he mentioned how everybody wants these flashy quarterbacks. He didn't specifically say his quarterback, but everybody wants these flashy quarterbacks. When you got a guy like Mac Jones who's seeing success by doing what Tom Brady did for 20 years, and he's still doing, to my left right now, he's on Monday Night Football in prime time with a team that just won the Super Bowl last year. Remember, that guy's got 7 Super Bowls. pretty interesting fact. All right, before we keep on going, guys, show is powered by our friends over at betonline.ag. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. Football. And nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. I usually lose, but I enjoy it. BetOnline has you covered all season long. More props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus. And it's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, even your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. Love the pun. Big pun guy. Okay. Do you want to talk about the Titans coming up this weekend and what this could potentially mean? Because frankly, and it sucks for me to say this, because I feel like we had these conversations about the Chargers, like, okay, this Chargers is a big measuring stick game. Then they stumble a little bit, although I do think the Chargers is still a very good measuring stick game. Then we talked about the Browns. Turns out the Browns just might stink. So this is the next step, right? But like I said earlier, I think the Titans are frauds. I don't think the Titans are going to be that. I don't think the Titans are going to be there at the end of the season. I'll leave it there. How much of a measuring stick do you give this game against the Titans?
Because the Titans have been, I mean, obviously missing Derrick Henry is huge, like major part of their offense and a huge reason of why they go. Even without Derrick Henry, for the most part, what the offense they've had has been in place now for a couple of seasons. You know, Tannehill, A.J. Brown, Vrabel's been the coach over there now for a couple seasons. Like, what they have for them is consistency. What that consistency is the reason why they've been one of the top teams in the AFC. So, I mean, while they haven't looked as dominant as a lot of people thought, you know, this season, obviously, again, losing Derrick Henry is huge. It's still a measuring stick game because this is a team that's, you know, been at the top of the AFC. So the Patriots definitely need to look at this game against the Titans as, okay, you know, don't even put in their mind, well, they're missing Derrick Henry, so, you know, they're not at full strength. Forget that. Still the Tennessee Titans, and it's still a chance for you to show that – it's still a chance for you to show where you compare in terms of another team that's at the top in the AFC. You know,
they lost to the Texans yesterday, though.
Which was a very bad loss. Very bad loss. I know personally because I had the Tennessee Titans defense and they gave me 0 points.
Yeah, me too.
0 points. but, you know, I still think it's a game where you have a chance to prove yourself. Like, if you come out and play the right way against the Tennessee Titans and come out with a victory, it'll say a lot about your football team. Yes, I know they had a bad loss against the Houston Texans, but I still think a win, if you can get a decisive win against the Tennessee Titans, it'll say a lot. And it'll continue to have people look at the New England Patriots as, okay, this might be an actual team that's contending in the AFC in terms of who can actually crack that AFC championship game. You come out with a win against the Tennessee Titans, you're on the brink of that conversation. You win against the Titans, you're legitimately in the conversation of being a team that can represent in the AFC championship game.
Yeah, we're talking about, no, if we want to talk Super Bowl contention, like I mentioned earlier, this is a team that could get a bye week. You want to get a bye week? You have to beat the Titans. You still got to beat the teams that are ahead of you. Titans are banged up. Like, no Julio, no Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is their whole offense. Ryan Tannehill had a resurgence because of Derrick Henry. That play action that they do is because of Derrick Henry. He's their whole offense. And when you lose him, it's essentially like most teams losing their quarterback. Or if Kansas City was to lose Patrick Mahomes, that's what Derrick Henry means to that team. He was going to be an MVP candidate this year and probably could have won it this year the way the NFL has looked in a hole if he didn't get injured. So it's a big loss for Tennessee. And I don't think that should be, pushed under the rug. And then also Tennessee's lost some key defensive pieces as well. Patriots still got to go out and win the game. in a sense, this is kind of like a divisional game. You faced the Titans a few times lately now, and for the most part, they've gotten the better of you. You know, the last thing I can remember is the playoff game where you sent Brady packing pretty much, and now he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, the Titans know how to play against you, and they're going to be fighting for their number one seed as well, because Nick mentioned it. The Colts are coming as well, who you're going to be facing soon enough. So this is going to be a tough battle, a good test for the Patriots. And yes, it's another step or another test for the Patriots to see how good they can do against a playoff caliber team, even though they are missing pieces. But it's a huge game because now we've gotten to the point we're not even talking about wild card. We're talking about, wow, Patriots can make a run for a bye week here and make things really interesting for the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Titans are, like, you have to beat the Titans. If you don't beat the Titans, that's a problem. That's where I'm at. If you don't beat the Titans, like, it's not like, okay, you lost to the Tennessee Titans, they're a really good football team. If you don't beat the Titans, to me, that's a real problem. And I'll take back the Super Bowl thing that I said earlier. I'm not going to be there at that point. But, like, to be honest with you, like, the Colts are playing so good. I would take the Colts game as more of a test than the Titans.
The Colts are playing
real good football right now. Really good football. And then you've got the Bills, too. Obviously, you've got two games left against the Bills. If you're going to rank those four, I'm going to put the Titans at the bottom. It's a test. It's more of a test than there's been, I guess, recently. But, again, out of those four games, I'm put that right at the bottom. But I think, genuinely, this Patriots team can beat anybody right now. Anybody. And that includes the Chiefs.
No team scares me in the AFC. Said it before, I'll say it again. No team. We're too deep into the season now. We're still out of the feel-out process. No team scares me in the AFC. I think this Patriots team can compete with anybody.
Damn right. Take to the bank, baby. This is also the same team. This is also the same group here that also thought the Patriots were going to go undefeated a couple years ago.
No. Y'all too.
Let that go, nigga.
Don't do that.
Man, show is going great. I don't know why you have to say that part.
Y'all two thought they were going undefeated. I just like to sprinkle it in.
I just like to sprinkle it in every once in a while.
7-0, 8-0 start.
It was a beautiful 8-0 start.
It was nice to see. You felt good. I felt great.
We felt real good that night.
Let it go. I'm not talking about it anymore. Let it go.
If you don't think I'm gonna bring that up again by the end of the season, you're insane.
As long as you say it correctly.
No, I will continue to say that we all said it. And maybe next time I'll say specifically Marv was the one who thought the team was going 16-0. Actually, frankly, yeah, that's how I remember it. CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable presented by our friends over at BetOnline.ag. Guys, we're going to talk to you next week after a big game against the Tennessee Titans. Nick Qualley, Marv Zunn, Mike Mono. Guys, we will talk to you next week. Thank you for watching. And thank you for listening.